Welcome to this podcast called Lyttelos, or Listener's Pilot in English. My name is Annabelle Guaita, and I'm a classical pianist.
We are putting it now into practice many things that we spoke last time. Everything has to be an evolution, breathing and continuity. That's a fantastic example of Bach to experience what continuity is. And also the fact that the repetition doesn't exist in music. We will experience all this. We will experience which is the pulsation, yeah, which brings all these energies together. And also that the melodical phrasing is not always the same as the harmonical tension. We will find examples which they are together, and we will find examples which the harmonic goes up and the melody goes down, and then the opposite. So we have this piece, absolutely the whole phenomenology in front of us. And the goal of Bach on every musician is finally to bring all these breathings to a biggest breathing, which is the whole piece. That's why it's important to know and to feel, to discover where the culmination is. So there's, in every music piece, it is born from silence, and then it grows, breathing, but grows until the culmination, and after the culmination, it goes back, also breathing, until the silence after the last note. So music is silence before the first note to the silence after the last note. This is one possibility to approach music, yeah? That's what we will try. So, start and stop when I do like this. Mm-hmm. So, is this the same? The notes are exactly the same. The rhythm, everything. But this is the first thing that phenomenology teaches. What is the difference between the first time and the second time? The first time is new, and the second time is not new anymore. I know. The first time is wow. And the second time is I know.
So digestion of the first.
Digestion of the first. So, play again more bars, and we try to experience this. New. No. New. I digest. New. Okay. Okay, this is very important. When this is clear, this is not the same, but every time it's the digestion of what it has become new, no? Now we go to the pulsation. Is the pulsation this? Is the pulsation this again? So, if you take this is too far away from the harmonical. Mm. The harmonical is very broad. C major, and then B next, harmony, and so on, every bar. The pulsation bring all the energies together, the harmonical, the melodical, everything. So Bach has decided that the pulsation who brings all the energies together is... Okay, now we have the right feeling. Pa, 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 pi, pi. And now we go to the phrase, a bigger phrase. We have now four bars. And if it's good written, Bach, it is born, it will grow until a moment of tension, and then we'll go back. So... again, play just or just to begin. One. Okay, now second bar. Is this more or less?
More.
More, why?
Melodic.
Melodic is more and harmonic is more. Both are more. And now play this again.
Same.
See, same. And now next. Now... it's a little bit more difficult because play the left hand.
From the beginning.
Finish. And now dissonance and now consonant. Now there's less. Mm. Yeah? So harmonically is...
tension and distension.
And distension. So, but not melodically. Mm. And the third... bar, the melody is more tense than the second. Now, start again. More. Harmony relaxes, melody goes. And both comes together.
Back.
Now, melody up, harmony up, melody down, harmony up. Yeah, because this... yeah, and now there's more tension. And now the melody becomes more, and melody relaxes, and harmony becomes more. So that it goes. Finally, who wins? The melody. But the harmony doesn't go always with melody because then it will be very boring. So Bach makes melody up, harmony relax. Melody relaxes, harmony tenses.
But when we talk about this, it can appear that it's very intellectual exercise doing this.
Yeah.
But in the end, it's all about experience of breathing. If
of course, but
the music is opening or closing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, but let's go to phenomenology, strict, and then in the moment that you're listening, you listen what? Melody relaxes, but not so much because harmonic tenses, and now melody tenses and harmonic relaxes. You don't think anymore on harmony, but... to explain, to be pedagogical, before I going to what you say, what is truth, this is the end station. I am in, there are five stations. We are now on station two, and you are speaking about station, last station. No, we are in station two now.
I was just
now
thinking that just a kind of, it's not, we are not like intellectualizing it. We are trying to explain the experience of breathing.
Well, I'm explaining that it breathes.
I just have the experience sometimes when I speak to audience in this way.
Yeah.
There was one person asking me, but do I have to think about this all the time when I listen to the music?
Yeah.
And that question kind of made me curious. If it becomes very too much intellectual.
And the answer is no.
Yeah.
But if you, one thing is to want to listen to music, and another thing, it is to want to understand how is built music. That's what we are doing now.
We're looking at the bricks.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, when we are we'll have to let it go.
Yeah.
Out of questions.
So that's the last station.
That's the last station. That's right. So, now, bar 5. Here. Relaxes. But not too much, because the harmony now opens, but not so much. And more. And maximum. And both relax, harmony and melody. Both tenses. Both relaxes. Why it goes... And now it goes up, but relaxes. I explained it yesterday, yeah? It can go up and relax, like here. Okay? That's possible. Mm. So, from there... And again tension, but not so much as before. Okay. Okay. Now, play from here. Tension. Relaxation. Tension, but less. Relaxation. Now, what does my consciousness does listen more, less, but he tries not to listen to 2 bars, but to 4 bars. So, tension and relaxation, again tension, but not so much. So, if I feel that it's not so much, I'm catching already a bigger line, yeah, which is not 2 and 2, but 4.
Mm. Yeah.
That's very important. At the begin, if you play the begin again, play the begin again. Now more. Maximum. Now. And go back, but not too much, because I have to go on. Culmination. I relax. I go more, but not so much as before. I relax, I go, not too much, not too much, I go, and I relax. So, from here, from the begin until here, we have not just tension, relaxation, but we have a culmination that was here. That was the culmination of the first parts, yeah? So, I don't have 4 mountains, but I have a big mountain with a form by smaller mountains, but finally I have one.
So, can you say that this culmination unifies what's is around?
The whole of
the whole thing.
Of course. Well, I'm looking for unity. I'm looking for one. Where is the one between first bar and this bar? Here. Yeah?
Mm.
And then Bach continues to go down and down.
Mm.
Play from here. Tension. Relaxation. Tension, but not so much. Don't make the second more. Tension, relaxation, harmonically relaxation. But and now this is the low point. So he has started. Now I will take a very big line. Yeah, he started like this. And now we landed here. So from here to here, the culmination was here. So now, why is he going so much down? Why? What is the goal? What feels Bach the reason that I'm going so much down? Because I'm preparing the ultimate culmination, which will come. I cannot go up if I don't go first down. And that is the reason why now from here, which has been the lowest point, more. More. More harmonic, less melodic, a little bit down. And now, more. More. Culminant point. Less. Less. Little bit less, but open harmony. Cadenza. And I open, but to finish. And so, the structure, the landscape of this piece is two mountains. I go some culminant point and go very down, 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 down. So much down, yes, until here. And then from down, I go up, 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 until the point which is more tense than the first one. Yeah, that's the Everest. And then I go down. If the second the second mountain is higher than the first is just a preparation for the second. They are not equal. There's not one mountain, 8,550 meters, second mountain, 8,550 meters. That doesn't exist in the nature. So in music, not either. First is 6,000 meters. And the second is 8,000 meters. So I have this with the small mountains in between. I have a chain of mountains. And I have the one.
Even though the second mountain, the second culmination is further down melodically.
More down.
Yes. Than the first, which is...
Yeah, but what is more tense as an harmony? Because this is the first. This is A minor. And this is C major, but with the fifth down. This is a lot of more tension. This is not only a question of pitch. It's a question also, this, we have achieved this from the very down point. And we have achieved this not very down point. This is just a fourth. Bim, bam. And here's very much more.
Yeah, the last
combination. So that means that the culminant point doesn't have necessarily to be the highest note.
No. Or the strongest dynamics. I mean, here there's no written dynamic, but I remember we talked a lot about forte or pianissimo. What is the most tense with these two?
Yeah, but this piece is with dynamic. There's no contrast at all. Yeah. You realize the phrasing by using a little bit dynamic.
Mm.
But the most important thing is the going down after the first, very down, and then when it goes up, then he culminates there.
It's very tempting to do this with the dynamics, like becoming stronger when it's there.
Yeah, of course.
And then, but it's not too much.
Too much is not good. I did it a little bit exaggerate so that we can hear clearly.
Mm.
Yeah, but the tension, the harmonical tension, is here. Now, and now is harmonical relaxation. Well, because of the melody, he wins the melody, but it's just not the most tense harmonic. The most tense harmonic is this. So it goes with the pitch. The harmonic helps us on the way, but doesn't have to be at the same moment.
Hmm.
No. Okay, so this is and this is fantastic, this end. Subdominant and now dominant. Yeah, so it's a cadencia. Yeah,
creates balance.
Very?
Creates balance.
Yes, very balanced. Yeah, absolutely.
One on each side.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, that will be a nice example. We hear a lot of things here from what I explained already, no?
Mm.
Yeah, this is what is important? Important is it opens or it closes. When harmony and melody both open, it's very, very easy to listen. Yeah? When both open, harmony opens, melody opens. Now harmony really relax, but melody insists on the F. There's more. And then relax both. That's why it's so clear that we relax. Now harmony, melody grows. Very clear, it's more. Yeah? And now melody goes down and harmony, tension. Tension, harmony. Harmony relaxes, melody opens. Melody relaxes, harmony tenses. And then he repeats until the C becomes the seventh of D major. And then here very clear, down, because harmony and melody goes down. Very clear tension, because both becomes tension. And quite clear, because both relax, even if the melody relax towards the high. It is higher. Again, tension and relaxation. And then tension harmony relaxes a little bit, but melody tenses a little bit, harmony relaxes, tension, because now relaxes, and again. Now both tense. And now relax harmony and melody. It's a little bit modern, no? Harmony relaxes, tenses, excuse me. Melody goes down but tense. So. And now harmony tenses, melody relaxes, both relax, melody tenses, melody tenses, little bit relaxation, super tension, total tension, little bit less, and still less, a little bit open harmony, not melody, goes down melody, but harmony supports cadenza. So this is a whole universe, yeah. Whole universe, incredible relationships, and this piece is very popular. Why? Because it's very clear, the structure repeats the whole time. The relationship between melody and harmony is not so clear, yeah? Because sometimes they get together, and then it's very clear that there is less or more if they go together. And if they don't go together, this is more fine. You have to be a little bit more careful what happens. But finally, is this fantastic? The construction of Bach is absolutely...
So it's the balance between creating tension and this tension.
Yeah.
And the culmination being almost towards the end, but it's not...
Yeah, of course, because it's exactly normal. It's normal that the culmination is not in the middle.
No.
The culmination is in the golden, there is an expression, yeah?
The golden ratio.
The golden, yeah. It, which is not in the middle, but a little bit later than the middle. Yeah? So it's, in, if you have a structure, it's very difficult to make an evolution within a structure which is always the same. Very difficult.
It's in a way, there is no real melody here, even though we call this top note melody.
Well, some melody, yes. Eh? Yeah. Ta di 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 da di da di da di 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 da da di di di. Some melody there is, simple but some melody. Yeah.
And this can be like also for audiences who doesn't play music can also just connect with this kind of breathing in and out. And intuitively, it's not about being right or wrong, but just experiencing if it's opening or if it's closing.
Yeah. First of all, they have to be there.
There.
Forget. Forget past and future and be there. And very, very calm and let the music become into you. Without stopping and without trying to make something. Don't make anything.
But it's strange because music very often evokes memories.
Yeah.
And then it's very easy to become, to go away from the music and go into the memory.
Like absolutely.
That music evokes.
It's normal, it's normal.
And also that music creates an emotion or something that is also can be very nice, but can take you away from this.
It's really
happening in front of you.
That's right. Yes. I like bar 16 and 17, okay? And that means you didn't understand anything.
Or this music reminds
because it's nothing, nothing is more or less important. Everything is important. Everything.
Because sometimes I ask people, okay, listen to this music. What is it? What's happening in you when you're listening to it? And it's very interesting to hear. Some people say, oh, it reminds me of a river. Something is floating. And I was thinking about this river in Paris that I saw. And then
It's an image, it's a memory, and it's like taking you away from what's actually happening.
At least the river is a very active and not a static picture.
Exactly.
Yeah. That at least is, no? But this is not a river. It evokes your river, but if you are just listening, you don't think in rivers anymore. We can do the Beethoven. Play a little bit. You will see how Beethoven compensates harmony and melody. Now, just play the up and down notes. The melody is taro, which relaxes, yeah. Ti, and he opens. And now play the bass. Ta, just the bass. Ti, ta. Bass opens when the melody closes. Ti, the melody opens and the bass closes again. Taro di. You see, this is Beethoven. All the first three notes already doesn't go. Yeah, you have to open the left and to close the right. And now you have to open the right to close the left. And here opens both. So separate, yeah? First, melody down, harmonic up. Melody up, harmonic down. And then both up, and combination. But not always together, or always separate. He changes, separate, and then together. And then when we go together after having been separate, it's especially together.
Like in life.
Like in life. That's the point.
Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
And it comes out.
This is opposite. It's opposite because the melody closes, but the harmony opens. Tension and relax. And now, the same one octave lower, higher. That means more tension. And then this is not tiro, tiro, but double. Tori, tori, tori. It's more rich, the accompaniment. So watch how us, Beethoven, does in the melody comes again, but now has more tension than before. Play the begin. Begin. Okay, and now play here. Yeah, clear. So it's the same, and not the same. But it's a little octave higher, but the structure is the same.
Mm.
But Beethoven help us that the second time sounds, it is more tense. That's why this piece is so popular, because it's easy to hear to these people. Because it's very simple done, finally. Absolutely genius, but simply.
And after the big culmination, it comes like...
Yeah. Why? Because it has to be something new to go back, because the melody, we hear the melody so many times already, it has to come something to help the melody keep the interest until the end. Keep the interest. This is the word. So not da da di di da, but di da. And that keeps the interest. That will be tomorrow. But just that you know that good composers, they have the gift to know or to feel when melody and harmony goes together and when not. That's just incredible. Incredible. A composer, which you say, yeah, it's okay, but that means probably they are too much together or constantly not together, which is also not good. Good is to combine. We are not together and we are together. Mm. We are not together and we are together. And that makes a difference between Beethoven and hundreds of other composers of his time who wrote also sonatas. No? Why we play Beethoven again and again? Because the construction is perfect. Mm. Really perfect. Yeah. Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And also thank you.